Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Hundreds are expected at the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program this morning in Mankato. Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay says the program will recognize the greatest generation.
Our theme this year is honoring our World War II veterans because this is, the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. We still have below a couple thousand World War II veterans left in the state, so taking the opportunity to honor them.
Lindsay says Minnesota State Mankato Professor Dr. Kyle Ward is giving the keynote address. Consul General of Canada in Minneapolis Beth Richardson is also speaking at the program. Record turnout Monday for the annual Beacon Memorial Lighting at the Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore. The names of the 29 fallen crew members on the Edmund Fitzgerald were read on the 50th anniversary of the ship sinking in Lake Superior.
David E. Weiss, Cadet. Blaine H. Wilhelm, Oiler. And a final toll for all the lost sailors on the Great Lakes.
The Split Rock Beacon was lit for a couple hours following the ceremony. The U.S. Senate passed a bill last night ending the longest government shutdown in history, sending it to the House for a vote as soon as Wednesday. Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith voted against it because it does not include a provision to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, something they say could lead to higher health insurance premiums for many Minnesotans. And Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Daymuth and running mate Ryan Wilson begin a statewide campaign tour today. It starts this morning at Duluth International Airport and includes stops at airports in Moorhead, Mankato, and Painesville. Minnesota lawmakers passed a $700 million bonding bill last session to improve major projects around the state. Representative Kristen Bonner of Maple Grove says they need to pass an even larger bonding bill next year.
We will never ever see a day when we don't have a need for a bonding bill, but I do think it's hopeful that we can probably work together on different needs across the state and get that done.
Bonner spoke at the ribbon cutting yesterday for the final phase of the Highway 610 project in the Northwest Metro, which received $58 million in the bonding bill. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are on a 3-game win streak following a 120-113 victory over the Jazz in Salt Lake City. Minnesota trailed at halftime before rallying past the Jazz in the second half. Anthony Edwards led the Wolves with 35 points, and Julius Randle scored 27. The Wolves are back home Friday night to play the Sacramento Kings. This is MNN.